Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, and my co-host, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest today, Helen Mason. Now, Helen, in the first segment, we heard and saw some of the beautiful books that you have written for children with pictures and so on and so forth, but the world is moving on and we're into the digital age, and I see that you've embraced that wholeheartedly. So can you tell us a little about your new project?
Sure. Two other associates and I have developed Sounds for Fun, which is a series of apps which help children learn how to read. Now, the idea of using the apps, of course, they're a lot more fun for children. They have audio cues. Children as young as three can actually use these apps to learn phonics. Now, I know that some people think that phonics is out of date, but it actually isn't. In order to learn how to read, you have to learn what sounds letters make. And that's what these apps do in a really enjoyable way that children can explore.
What are the best features of the app?
Well, we have these wonderful songs on it by Sharon, of Sharon Lois and Brahm. I don't know if you used to watch The Elephant Show.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. So actually, she and her husband developed the songs, made up the songs for this series, and then she sang them. And she's such a perfectionist. These songs are absolutely wonderful. We warn people that there's an earworm in them. As soon as kids start to play this app, everybody in the house starts to hum the songs because they're just so much fun. The kids get to touch a letter. They hear the sound. They then hear a related song. They can then play games where they see pictures and they touch one they think starts with the sound. If it's the right one, then they go on to another series of pictures. If it's the wrong one, they get a little X.
Oh.
But as soon as they get one right, there's a big clap!
And then they go on to some positive reinforcement.
Exactly, yeah. Positive reinforcement. Once they've gone through a series of four, they actually are finished that particular letter, and then they can then go on to some other activities with that letter.
On what sort of devices will this app operate? Is it made for Apple only or for handheld devices?
This is actually made for the iPad.
Okay.
And this is where it's very tricky, you know, when you're developing apps. There's all kinds of devices. They all have different ways of working, and there's different development. And so we actually decided that iPads seem to have the best market for the type of people who we thought would be interested in buying this particular app.
And will it be made available to schools in any form?
Well, it's currently on the Apple Store, right?
Oh, okay.
So, and basically we actually have two up on the Apple Store right now, of which I'll share the first one with you. But so anybody can actually go there and buy them on the Apple Store. They're only $2.99. They can download them.
Well, let us hear one of them, if you will.
Sure. So this is the first sound in Sounds for Fun. It's S.
Sing with me. Sister Sassy sits on a stool and sings silly songs about nursery school.
Now, if you take a watch as they're singing, you'll see that the words she is saying are actually being highlighted on the app. And what this does is reinforce for the kid who's watching the word and the sound.
Mm-hmm. And then it's a touch screen, so if they touch the words, does it go back to that word, or is it interactive in any way?
Actually, so in this particular one, the interaction is they are actually doing the sing with me. They can actually click here, which is the sing on your own, which will basically just give them the music.
Okay.
Or else here, we actually are going to the next screen where you see that actually they see an action. So they see the letter again.
Song begins with S.
And they see
sit.
The action.
Okay. And watching it here with you, I mean, it is radio, so our guests can't see. But when you touched the figure that was standing up and they said the word sit, the figure on the screen sat down. So that's really nice.
That's right. And then you can then go to the next screen.
Begins with S.
So this screen has a series of pictures. And basically, they choose the one that begins with S. So let's go seven here. So you see that you then get a check mark. Did you hear the clap?
Begins there.
Okay. So now we have a series of completely different pictures. In the first screens, there's more than one S. And then as we progress, there are fewer words that begin with S. So here is, well, let's say, which one do you want to do?
Sandwich.
So now notice at the top, there are stars across the top. They have four activities. So she's now done, we've now done two. And you see the smiles on our stars. We've done two successfully. Good job.
Well, that's lots of fun. And do you have a website?
Yes. Sounds for Fun is the name of our website. So you can go to soundsforfun.ca. Or if you forget that, you can Google us under Sounds for Fun S. If you say Sounds for Fun S, you will come to our website as the first thing. Our website actually provides background information to parents about how they can use this app with their kids. It provides a series of articles on reading to children. It provides the pedagogical foundation for this. Mm-hmm. So this is actually we've actually developed the app using letters in the order that are easiest for children to learn. That kind of thing is all outlined on the website. There's also information for teachers.
Well, thank you, Helen. That's a really interesting project that you have on the go. And where are your books available?
Of course, they're available online. Mm-hmm. And I also find that here in Coburg, the Avid Reader, who is my favorite bookstore in Coburg, I order books through the Avid Reader, and you can get books there anytime.
And it's always good to support your local independent bookseller.
Oh, yes, exactly. Local independent booksellers are great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Helen. It's been really interesting. I hope the books will be out and about in Coburg with all our young readers.
Sounds good. And be sure to visit the Apple Store and buy Sounds for Fun.
Well, that's all we have today. So thank you for joining us. Don't forget that if you would like to contact us with ideas for people to be interviewed, or if you're a writer yourself and would like to be interviewed, please write to wordonthehills@gmail.com. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll hope you'll join us for another program next week.